to the Rosman Experience with your host, Rick Rosman. For the past 32 years, Rick has been a well-known name in the world of finance. He continues to follow his passion for volunteering and working with charitable and nonprofit organizations. His dedication to education and the youth of the Los Angeles area knows no bounds. He loves his work and strives every day to make a difference in the world. We invite you into the Rosman Experience to enjoy Rick and his many guests who will be bringing you their stories of philanthropy and volunteerism and introducing you to the many ways you can become involved in your community. It's time for your host, Rick Rosman.
Everybody out there in Radio Land, welcome. Talking over it. Welcome to the Rosman Experience. Happy New Year, and we've got a new year coming. 2013 is right around the corner. One more night for everybody out there. Please be sane and safe. And if anything else, watch it on television and stay home. Anyway, Happy New Year. We have a great guest today. But just a couple of things. Here we are at the new year. That's where people come up with their goals. That's where people put their dreams down. That's where people write down, and it's proven. I've been involved in motivation for most of my life. Motivation, if you write your goals down, they will have a better chance of happening. Whether it's physical goals. Okay, we put on weight during the holidays. What are you doing? Okay, I'll tell you a little bit about me. I run marathons. I did 6 last year. My goal is to do 7 in 2013. Okay, there's those that that doesn't have to be a marathon. You can go walk around the block, but get off the couch and do something. There are those who have, you know, financial goals, business goals. What is it that you're going to do at your workplace today? Whether you run the show or you work for somebody, but remember, we all are self-employed, even if we work for somebody. What is it in this tough economy that we're going to do in 13 to make a difference to our work colleagues and those around us? What are we going to do spiritually? For whatever your beliefs are, you're going to go on a retreat, you're going to read a book, you're going to attend a seminar. And last, this is where my passion is and Sheila's passion. What are you going to do philanthropically? Okay, we live in the greatest, wealthiest country on the planet. We have so much, and yet I hear people say all the time, well, what can I do to give back? This year, what are you going to do? Are you going to mentor a kid? Are you going to mentor a child? Are you going to work in the inner city with youth? Are you going to help the homeless? It's something that we can do, and I hear it all the time from people saying, I don't have the time. Well, then you've got the treasure. I don't have the money. You've got the talent and the time. There's 3 ways to get involved in giving back. A little bit of a bio about myself and Sheila. First of all, I've been a wealth management advisor with a major firm in the South Bay. I currently reside in Redondo Beach, been at it for 33 years, and love it. My last few years, though, have been involved in the nonprofit space. And through Easy Way Broadcasting and Eric, the producer here, he's been trying to convince me to do a show on nonprofits. And that's what we do every Sunday at 4 o'clock. We bring a nonprofit on, and you know, we've had people deal with the homeless and education and that type of thing, and it's easy to get involved. And now I don't want to intimidate people. Sheila and I work with Long Beach Miller Children's Hospital, L.A. Children's Hospital, South Bay Healthcare Clinics, which serves the homeless and the needy. I am personally on the board of A.C. Green Youth Foundation, the Osmula Foundation, the Academy of Business Leadership, Jefferson High School, which is an inner city high school, Reverend Chip Murray's Social Engagement out of SC Foundation. I'm on his board. Now, people say, how can you physically do that? How can you get involved in that? It's just a matter of getting involved and saying yes. And now I'm proud for being invited on the board of our speakers today, which is the Success Through Education program, STEP. STEP serves the inner city kids in a way that it really reaches out and it makes a difference. Our guest today, are the president of STEP, Ron Crimmins, and the CEO of STEP, Roy Brewer. So I'd like to welcome you guys on, and why don't you say hello?
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, Rick. It's a
all
pleasure
right,
well, to be here.
Hey. Great to have you guys on, and it's great to have you able to tell the story of STEP. And again, thank you for inviting me on the board. And folks, it's just a matter of saying yes and getting involved. But Ron and Rory, why not in a few minutes, if you can, tell the listeners how you came, and you guys figure out who goes first, how you came to get involved in the STEP program, what motivated you to say yes when the most of us would look at a need and just, you know, or not even realize there's a need. So go ahead.
Rory, well, I'm just going to just, I want to introduce my cousin, Ron, because it we'll let him tell you the story because he's such an incredible source. And to your point, Rick, I think it shows you what one man can do if he sets his mind to something. And Ron Crimmins, who, you know, is the founder of STEP, really, really, you know, single-handedly with few friends, just really went out and started this very, very worthwhile charity that I fell in love with. So, Ron, why don't you tell the story?
Thank you, Rory. Well, it starts in 1999. Matter of fact, it starts before then. It starts like 1955. I was a graduate of Nativity Catholic Elementary School in South Central Los Angeles. It's located on 57th and Vermont. In 1999, I felt I'd like to go back and see what's going on at the school. And Sister Judy, who was the principal at that time, she proceeded to take me to all the classes from K through 8th. And I spent about 15, 20 minutes per class. And I got to tell you, I was smitten. I mean, the kids are smart, they're enthusiastic, they're motivated. And consequently, in 1999, I started an informal organization, which I called Pathfinders. My goal was to bring motivational speakers to visit the school, and they would talk to the kids about success, determination, hard work. That's the formula. We had business owners, attorneys, accountants, CEOs visit the school. Some of them, the very well-known, one of which was Rory Brewer, who's president of Sony Distribution, happens to be my cousin as well, and Rosario Marin, who's the 41st Treasury of the U.S. of A. I got to tell you, quite a story. Here's a woman who comes from Mexico at 16 years of age and ends up as the treasurer of the United States of America. What a story.
Even think she could speak English at the time, could she?
I don't really know or not, Rory.
Yep.
I know she just did wonders, though.
Yes.
In 2000...
By the way, guys, I went to one of your fundraisers and I got Rosario to sign a dollar bill where her signature was on it. So, yeah, she's real.
I did the same thing. In any event, the following year, in 2000, I asked Sister Judy a basic question. That is, what happens to these kids? What school do they go to once they leave Nativity? And what I was really expecting to hear was which Catholic schools they go to. But what Sister said was an eye-opener, and that is, The families that can afford it, the kids will go to Catholic high schools. The families who can't afford it, the kids will go to the LA Unified School District, one of the local high schools, which would be Manual Arts, Fremont, and George Washington Preparatory. And with that, I knew we had a problem because at that time, the dropout rate in these schools was 50% or less, with only 15% of the kids graduating and going on to college, those who graduate going on to college, whereas with the local Catholic high schools, the dropout rate was less than 5%, and 95% of the graduates go on to college. Let me give you an illustration. St. Mary's Academy, it's an all-girls school, it's in Inglewood, but listen to this. The dropout rate is 2%. And yes, 100% of the kids graduating from St. Mary's Academy go to college. Same story with Cathedral, which is in downtown L.A. They've got 98% of the kids going on to college once they graduate. Now, understand, Mr. and Mrs. Listener, what I'm saying to you. We take the same kids, same neighborhood, we put them in public schools, they got a 50% dropout rate. We put them in Catholic schools, they've got it less than 2% and 100%. And from 98 to 100% of those kids go to college. So it was pretty clear in terms of what we had to do, and I had to find some people some good people who were willing to shoulder the financial burden to keep our kids in Catholic schools, which we did. And our sponsors come from all religions. We have Protestants, we have Jews, we have Muslims, we have Catholic. That's all, not only our sponsors, but that's also applicable to our board of directors. They all understand that the objective of the program is to help disadvantaged kids get a good high school education and a leg up on college. We do that by, obviously, we get scholarships, and we give them scholarships to quality private schools in South Central without regard to religious affiliation. But understand, I got to be crystal clear on this, is that Catholic schools are the only quality private schools in the area, and thank God they're available to our kids. Not only do they get a good education, even if they're non-Catholics, and we do have non-Catholics going to our elementary schools as well as the Catholic schools, they get the values as well. Good education, good values. In 2006, we changed Pathfinders, grew into Successful Education, which is a 501c. It's a STEP, and we call it STEP. And in 2010, I asked my friends, family, and clients, and Rory Brewer is my cousin, and he's also the chairman of STEP at this point. And thanks to him and all of our board members and sponsors, since 2000, we've given out $842,000 in scholarships to 161 students, and currently we have 50 kids who are receiving scholarships.
Wow.
That gives you an indication. Now, Rick, if I could, I'd like to go on and
please do.
What our goals are. Thank you. Because we have such a fantastic board, and I've got to tell you, the people we have on the board, including Rick and Rory, and we've got 14, 15 people that are, they're really very enthusiastic, and we're going to do a lot of good. I have expanded our goals. I'd like to include, give out scholarships to all of the kids in South Central, to where they can go to quality schools. We want to increase, by definition, we have to increase our sponsors. We have two corporate sponsors, if you will. One is the Specialty Foundation, and the other is the Variety Children's Foundation. And we'd like to have more corporate sponsors, but we also want to have individual sponsors. We like to get the individuals involved. And finally, we want to build an endowment fund so that every year we're going to have a surplus. Because the way we are now, we really don't have a surplus, a nominal surplus, and we've got to get out there every year. We'd like to have something of a backup, if you will. So the question is how the listeners can help us, how they can, more precisely, it's not us, it's helping the kids. And that is, you can go to our website, which is stepwithus.org, stepwithus.org, and you can make a contribution there either on PayPal or your credit card. And the average scholarship runs $1,500, but we have people who are giving us $50, and then we have them who are giving us four or five scholarships, up to $7,500. So it's all across the board, and that's essentially how you can help us.
Yeah, and also I would add that that it isn't always just about a donation. I mean, we need people to get their hands dirty and to help us, you know, pound the pavement to find new donors, to help us with events. We just launched this year, you know, holiday cards, you know, as a part of our ensemble, so to speak. But you know, we need a lot. This is kind of a grassroots charity that that was started by one man and has grown, is starting to grow. And it really is an opportunity for someone who really wants to be a big part of something. They could have that opportunity to do that. So, I mean, you know, we really, really do encourage folks to contact us, to let us know, you know, I mean, whether it's pounding the pavement or whether it be helping us with our next event, which we're planning on in probably sometime in March of this year, spring this year. Hopefully we'll have it. Well, I don't really want to get into the details yet because it's still so in the early planning stages, but we need your help. And so please contact us. We'd love to speak to you.
Rory, I really appreciate that. Now, you guys, I know Ron is sort of, is sort of looking at retirement. You're in the height of, let's just face it, your career is in the public. Everybody knows who you are. Your time is worth immense amounts of everybody's probably after you to support one charity or the other. And I know that Ron, being your cousin, had it in, but why did you personally choose this program over probably the thousands of others that have come your way or have been offered?
Well, you know, as you said to us, Rick, I don't know if it was on air or not, but it's like you go down and you meet the kids, and you meet these amazing kids that have have so much promise. There's you know, you see that they really have a shot to better their lives and better their families' lives. And they're so smart, and they're so loving, and they're just great kids. And the thought of them not getting that opportunity, you know, just rips your heart out. You know, they deserve this shot, and so you know, just like you did. I mean, I've gone to the schools with Ron, and I've just met all you know, the kids, and knew that this was something very special and that I could really make a difference and that it was something I definitely wanted to be a part of.
Rory, that just speaks to it. Folks, I got to do a little bit of a commercial. You're on the Easy Way Broadcasting in the Rosman Experience. And, I personally, Ron, I got to give you credit, Ron. You hung in there. You kept asking me for a time and to go down and take a tour. And as everybody knows, time is valuable. Bingo. We went down, myself and a couple other folks, got a tour of one of the schools. And this is speaking personally, and I work with a number of inner-city public schools. And the difference between the experience of what Steph is involved in compared to the inner city school. Ron, to your point, I think you were very, very generous in saying that maybe 50% of the kids don't graduate. In some of the schools down there, it's maybe higher, it's 60 to 65%. And of those that do, many of them can't, you aren't up to speed on a lot of areas. And clearly, unless we do something as a country, and you guys saw the need and went in there and did it in your area, but unless we do something now, how can we go forward as a nation when we have so many folks that are not going to be able to participate in the American dream? I mean, the social issues that will come up with, the economic issues, the unemployment issues, the heartache that comes from lack of education is just exponential. So, now, to the point of the holiday cards, I know Easy Way Broadcasting, and we did a lot of blogging and stuff out there, and Ron told me, you know, that he's trying to figure out, you know, how much money was raised on that. You mentioned that there's going to be an event coming up. I know that you can't give us the specifics. Can you give us any idea of what the event will be and where it will be or anything? Can you give some color at all, or am I going too forward?
Well, the problem is, I haven't nailed down the actual location yet. So so I think it, you know, it would be premature for me to throw that out there. But I will promise you this, that it will be, you know, it's going to have, you know, it's going to be a fun day where there's going to be great food and great and a great atmosphere for the entire family. So, you know, that's something, you know, and I will absolutely, hopefully we'll get a chance to let you plug it. Hopefully you'll be able to plug it for us as we get closer. But I probably, we should probably know more within the next couple of weeks, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. I promise
that sounds exciting. Ladies and gentlemen, here you have two guys. They happen to be related by his cousins. Ron saw the need, and he happened to have gone to one of these schools as a kid and then went back and said, oh, my God. And most of us probably wouldn't even go back, but he went back, and he saw the need. And then many of us would probably say, okay, so there's a need. Gee whiz, too bad. Oh, I feel bad. Ron, who has a busy life, he was working at the time in the financial services industry, so his time is at a premium. He turned around and created this program, and look what one person did. Then he goes to his cousin, Rory, and gets him involved. And now you look at the board, and the secretary, the former secretary of the Treasury, is on the board. Little acorns grow into big oak trees. We're not asking people to reinvent the wheel. We're asking you to say, how, at this point in my life, can I make a difference? We who have the affluence in this country, and I'm not laying that out there as a guilt trip, but we do have so much. We live in, you know, for those of us who are you know, fortunate enough, we live in great neighborhoods. Our kids go to great schools. We don't have the issues that some of these inner city kids have. And to be able to make a difference, you don't know where that difference will be. Some of these kids that come out of some of these schools down the road could be the next Secretary of the Treasury, the next president, a lawyer, a doctor, a researcher. You don't know what talent is going to come out of this, and if we don't do anything, what talent lays buried. And when I urge you, and Ron, why don't you invite the folks and go through how, if they want to do a tour, who would they contact, and how would they set it up? So go ahead, Ron, take it.
They could contact me directly. My telephone number is 818-484-8260. That would be the easiest way, if they would.
Okay. And what happens? Give a little bit of a breakdown. I mean, you told me to come down and take a tour. I did. It was a life changer. What will they see? I mean, now folks, Ron had me come down, and then I actually spoke to the kids, which I did not expect. And Ron had us introduce ourselves and tell us what we did, and the kids were just radiant with anticipation. They were alert. They were alive. They were very intelligent. They asked great questions. So, Ron, would you do something similar to the? Well, maybe not have him introduce, or maybe not have him do a speech to the kids, but
we could walk
through a typical day.
Well, what I normally do is I invite people down, and we arrive at the school at about 9 o'clock, and then we visit each class from K through the eighth. We spend about 10-15 minutes per class. And essentially what the guests will do is talk to the kids about what it takes to be successful, hard work, determination, and also prayer. And once we've talked to the kids, then we have lunch with the teachers. We normally end up at about 1:30.
Okay.
And I tell you, as you both have indicated, it really gives you a sense in terms of what good those schools are doing and the kids themselves, how we can't walk away from that. I'm going to just throw in a statistic that I find intriguing. and that is, this information comes from the Alliance for Excellent Education. You can Google it. And there's a lot of statistics in there, but there's one particular statistic I'd like to bring to your attention. And here it is. A 5% increase in the male graduation rate and college matriculation could save California over $1 billion in crime-related spending. There is a positive correlation between the dropout rate of high schools and the prison population. Now that, to me, makes the point.
That does. We look at the social cost of unemployment. We look at the social cost of high school dropout. It is absolutely amazing. Now we're going
to
go.
And not to mention just what some of these children, you know, and Rick, I think you touched on this, have to offer us as a country, you know, if they get those opportunities. It's just going to make, you know, California, you know, the place where we live or our country, a better place. We need to invest, you know, in our youth and help them, you know, find the right path. So it's a great thing to be involved in, and I love it personally.
I agree. All right, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. With the Easy Way Broadcasting. This is the Rosman Experience. Take it away, Eric, for a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back. We have a caller or two that I'd like you guys to interact with. So go, Eric.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zuli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zuli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zuli. Easy connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
All right. Welcome back to the Rosman Experience. But Roy, I'm going to segue into one thing with you, and then take our caller. The organization you work for, and I'm not going to mention the name. I mean, everybody knows who you work for, but I didn't ask for permission. Do they encourage their employees to get involved in nonprofits and things like that, like a lot of some corporations do?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think I work for Sony Pictures Entertainment, and I think if you take a look in regards at the many things that they get involved in. They absolutely are very charitable. You know, they do, you know, matching donations for their employees as well as really invest in the community. You know, our studio is in Culver City, and I think anybody who looks at Culver City, you know, how it's transformed over the last 20 years can see, you know, just kind of what, you know, you know, our contribution has, you know, that the company's contribution has done to help, you know, it thrive, and they try very much to help the community whenever possible. So very charitable company.
That is great. Many of the best corporations in America, and I know Sony is one of them, many of the best corporations in America encourage their employees to get out there and get involved and do something. So, folks, no matter where you work, if you work for a major corporation, there is matching funds. And I'm glad you brought that up, Rory. And if you give a donation to the STEPS program, you can go back to your company and also ask for a match. So there's doubling the amount of money that can go. There's many organizations that do that. We got a caller on 1060. Eric, want to bring him in? Caller, who are you and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Victoria, and I am from Brooklyn, New York.
Wow, Brooklyn. Okay, Victoria, what have you got to ask Ron and Rory?
Oh, well, I wanted to ask, like, what do you guys plan on doing about, you know, like, you know, areas that don't have, like, the same opportunities as, you know, the good areas? I want to know if you guys were, like, going to do anything, like, to try and help or contribute or make a difference.
In other areas of Victoria, I know that, you know, you're in New York. There's probably a lot of nonprofits that work out of New York. What areas as a matter of fact, I know some nonprofits that work in New York. What are you doing, Victoria, in the nonprofit space, and what are you doing to help out with all the issues that we're faced?
Well, I mean, I can't really do much, but I can tell you that my mom, she would help out, like, the communities and stuff like that. Like, she's cool with the president, the mayor of Brooklyn.
Okay.
So she would throw little functions and things to get the bad neighborhoods, you know, back in tact, you know, because there's a lot of gang activity out here in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
So she was trying to change that and stuff like that. I also wanted to let you guys know that I love Easy Way Broadcasting, and I love all the shows, and I think that this Rosman Experience show is so amazing.
Well, Victoria, I don't know you. I didn't pay you to say that, so thank you.
It's okay. You know, it's true, though. You know, I listen and I follow on Twitter every single day. You know,
well, yeah, you, Victoria, sure. I think you do, you know, I think the point Victoria, you know, makes it, or, you know, kind of to the question that she's asking is that, you know, and I'm hoping that, you know, our organization will evolve in this way where we're communicating with other cities and other communities that are in need, you know, of how to do it and how to put together, you know, an organization that could go into these inner city, you know, areas that suffer, you know, and have difficult times, you know, and you know, share ideas, because I'm a big believer in collaboration, and I always think that it's great to be communicating with other, you know, other people throughout the country and other cities throughout the country as well.
You know, can I just add one thing, and that is, I would suggest you purchase a book, the name of which is The Sidewalk Stops Here. It's about the name of the school is Stuyvesant High, and it's essentially what we're talking about now, and where they're getting out of the public schools and putting the kids into the private school, and that's quite a story. The Sidewalk Stops Here.
Okay. I got that.
Thank you, Victoria.
Victoria, thank you. Thank you for your concern. Thank you for the compliment. And also, thank you for making a difference in your own community. I with Rory, to Rory's point, the collaboration, what works in one city could work in the other and another. And there's private parochial schools all over the place that are trying to make a difference in the inner city, fighting back the gangs, fighting back the drugs, and trying to turn the ship right side up, and it sounds like you're in the forefront. So thank you, and have a great New Year, Victoria. Thank you for calling.
You too. No problem.
All right. Our next speaker is next one coming in is we have Lisa. Is Lisa on, Eric?
Hello.
Hi, is this Lisa?
Yes.
Lisa Snyder from Rock This Magazine, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, Lisa, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. And any comments on the show or any questions for Ron and Rory?
No, I just wanted to call and show you that I want to show my support to your radio show and, of course, to the EZ.
Okay. I really appreciate that, and I know that you do, you know, by hosting some of the nonprofit stuff in the Rock This Magazine, you know, you're helping getting the word out, and you know, when Eric came up with this idea to launch the show, I was somewhat skeptical, and they kept asking, and here we are today, and hopefully we're reaching a lot of people. So thank you so much for calling, and have a happy New Year, okay?
And Happy New Year to you, too, and you're doing a great job with the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I didn't pay you to say that.
No, you did not. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Extension 6620. Are you there? I guess I got the wrong one. I guess we're 2072, Eric? Anybody else?
There was a caller, Rick, but it just dropped.
Okay. All right. So, folks, let's wrap it up. Rory and Ron, I'll bring you guys back on to do you know, maybe one more. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, do one more presentation on how to help. Ladies and gentlemen, I happen to be in the financial services industry. I've been there for 33 years. One of the most effective tools right now with the fiscal cliff facing you and everything else is maybe to give away some money. And before the end of the year, you've got today and tomorrow. You can go to their PayPal account. You can do it on the credit card. I'm going to bring Ron on to do one more commercial to how to get involved in this organization and how to support this program, as well as maybe take a tour. So, Ron, why don't you give us another shout, and we'll sign off. Go ahead.
Okay. So real quick before we sign off, we do have a question on EZWay Broadcasting on Twitter, and it's for Roy Brewer. It's a Sony question. Are you answering any questions about Sony, or is this more Rick, do you want to keep this more charity-based?
I never cleared that with Rory, so
we should keep it to
charity-based.
To staff.
Yeah.
Okay, it was a distribution question. Okay, no problem.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ron.
Okay. Thanks, Rick. We do thank you for giving us this opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
As we've indicated, you can't look for a solution until you know what the problem is. And the problem is, again, what's happening in South Central Los Angeles, and this is applicable to anywhere. I mean, virtually every state has the problem in terms of the education of our kids, and that's the whole key. We can resolve a lot of questions in society by means of a good education for the kids. It's primary. That should be our primary goal, and that can solve and address a number of problems in our society. In any event, you can call me directly. My number here is 818-484-8260, or go on the website, which is stepwithus.org. And thank you all very much.
Ron, Rory, you have anything to add?
No, just, you know, hey, we'll be looking for you guys to come out and help us because, trust me, I mean, I think – this charity is still has a lot of opportunity for growth, and we could really use your help. So please join us. You know, not only financially, but we could use you, physically and spiritually as well. So thank you for hearing us out.
Thank you, Ron and Rory, and ladies and gentlemen, look. If somebody, Ron and Rory said yes to a need that they saw, the need that you see out there may not be the need they see. My point in that is to get involved and give back in something. We feel better. The scientists have done some studies of the endorphins in our own head get better when we are out there giving back. You feel better when you do somebody a service, when you render a service without expecting anything back. You feel good about yourself. So what you give, you receive. There's an old adage in verse, is that as you shall give, you shall receive. And it's, your life will be enhanced if you make a difference. In this case, if you're in the L.A. area or you want to get involved, Ron is available. Give him a call. You can go to the website, get involved in Time, Talent, and Treasure. Go take a tour. With that,
Rick, we have a question for you on Easy Way Broadcasting. Why did you do this show, and why are you trying to go public with what you're doing?
Myself?
Yeah, the question is to you. Why did you do the Rosman Experience, and why are you trying to go public? That's just the question from Twitter.
All right. Good question and fair question. Over the years, Sheila and I have been involved in a number of nonprofits. It's always been under wraps, never went public. Whether it's time, treasure, or volunteering, or whatever, or talent, and Sheila has been involved in orchestrating a number of events because she's a great organizational person, a lot more organized than I am. And we've had a number of folks, including you, Eric, come to me and say, you know what, you got to get the word out. Maybe we could isolate a program where we can then advertise to folks that it's not that hard to get involved. This word is going to sound terrible, the ego. Trying to get above that, I said no to you so many times because I did not want to be out there saying, hey, you know, it's not about me. It's about the organizations I'm involved in. I'm not trying to intimidate anybody with the amount of organizations that we're involved in. Now everybody knows, but it's to get the word out there. We need to change the way we're going. Education, the number of the organizations I'm involved in is involved in education. And education is lacking in the inner city and including some of the affluent cities. I understand that some of the affluent, Beverly Hills has a 20% dropout rate. How is that possible? But when you look at the inner city with 50 and 60%, we clearly have to change direction. And if this radio program could go out and just reach one person to get involved to change one life, the old adage of the starfish, you may have heard that where the little kid was with his grandfather and they were walking along the sea after a storm and a lot of starfish rolled up on the sea and they were in the sun and were going to die. The little boy was throwing starfish into the ocean one by one, and the grandfather looked at his little boy looked at his little grandson and said, you know, you can't change it. There's thousands of starfish here. You can't make a difference. And the little boy with the one starfish in his hand said, to this starfish, it is a difference, as he put him in the water. Making a difference one person at a time will change the world, and it will reach out there. And if you do it, someone else will do it. People go by example, and pretty soon you have the whole planet and sort of a shift. And that's our goal here, is to have a shift in consciousness away from, there's nothing wrong with having the good things in life, but away from the me, 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 maybe to us, us, us. Because clearly, as a country and as a world, we need more people to look at it as our problem rather than their problem. Hope that answers it, Eric.
Well,
okay, and we have a question for Rory and Ron. What does STEP stand for?
Success.
Go ahead, Ron.
I'm sorry, Rory. Success through Education Incorporated, and we have simply called it STEP. We've added the P, if you will.
Okay, and another question, how do they donate? How do they get involved?
Well, you want to answer that or you want me?
No, go ahead.
They can donate by going to our website, which is stepwithus.org. And as far as personal involvement, they can give me a call and we can arrange that for a visit at one of the schools. And my number
okay,
is...
And I'll also add in there info@easywaybroadcasting.com. We accept all people that want to interact with the show and any of our guests. And also I wanted to throw one other thing. Rick is going to be doing the cover of Rock Viz magazine. for the January issue, which is worldwide and distributed. It is a printed issue. It's a digital issue. And all the charities that he's involved in will also be in that magazine as well. It will also be on Washington Times, and it will really be out there. So you guys can check that out as well. And all the information will be on Rick's website at Rick, R-I-C-K, Rosman, R-O-Z-M-A-N, .com. And you can follow up anything from the show on any shows on that website. Back to you, Rick.
All right. I'm going to conclude the show today. Thank you, Rory. Thank you, Ron, for sharing how you guys made a difference. I know it's the holidays. You know, we all are on vacation, downtime. Folks, if they can take the time to come out and actually give a talk on what they're involved in, we need to make a polar shift. And as you're sitting down with your spouse, significant other, as you're making your goals for 2013, and I urge you to go to my website if you have any questions on goal setting. But goal setting includes the whole metrics of spirituality, physicality, financial, giving back, philanthropic. It's four prongs to the stool. And if you have any questions on that, feel free to let me know. But write down how you're going to give back. I've talked to a number of folks over the years that said, this is the year I'm going to help mentor an inner city kid. The year goes by. This is the year I'm going to help feed the homeless. The year goes by. This is the year I'm going to get involved and actually donate money. The year goes by. Take the time, take the effort now to get involved. And this show is, that's what this show is all about. So, again, for the Easy Way Broadcasting, this is the Rosman Experience. Thank you, Ron Crimmins. Thank you, Roy Brewer, for bringing this wonderful charity to us. And we're signing off, and Happy New Year to you guys, and Happy New Year to our listeners. Take care.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.